Hi, welcome back. This is the third episode of Anything and Everything with Leo Sen and Company. Right now, I'm walking with Noah Weeks to our next class, which is orchestra. We've just come from AP Chemistry after doing the Chapter 11 test. You like to introduce yourself, Noah?
My name's Noah Weeks, as said. My middle name's Thomas, like Thomas the Train. I like chemistry, except for not AP chemistry. I speak Chinese.
Oh, Hall. So, Noah, what do you think of the Chapter 11 test?
You know, I think my partner, Leo, he carried me through some of the questions. I think what we said earlier is if we both know 50%, then it'll make 100% out of 200%. But 100%, you know, that's a pass, right?
All right. Okay. You know, I think it's really a team effort, actually, if you think about it.
I agree.
Yeah. So, Noah, what do you think of the teacher who teaches AP Chemistry?
Oh, I think she's rad. She's sick. Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Totally tubular.
It's tubular, right. All right. Let's see. Got any plans for the spring break?
Oh, nope. I'm actually staying at home and maybe doing some help around the house and at different people's houses. And then the week after, I'm going to Panama. So I'm skipping lots of school.
Can you send me a postcard from Panama and to our listeners?
Maybe to Leo, but not to our listeners.
I will describe the postcard in the next podcast episode. Speaking of, you know, chores around the house during, you know, midwinter break, what are some tips for listeners while cleaning their houses?
Spotless. Make a spot list. Like in those movies, those futuristic movies, how everything looks white and shiny and silvery. It has to look like that. No matter if your couch is brown and gray, has to be shiny, has to shine.
You know, you kind of just described like a really good rock.
But it's a house. It's not Patrick's house, it's your house.
You're right.
Unless you are Patrick.
Am I?
No.
Well, I described you as SpongeBob once, so.
Oh, that's right. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, there's the bell. A lot different than Tex. No, it wasn't there yesterday on the last episode. But this bell's more harsh, really gets you going. But you kind of get accustomed to it. You know, some tips I do while doing chores at my house is, you know, listening to music. There's this rule I've heard about, you know, procrastination. It's called the 2-minute rule. Pretty much it's...
You do work for 2 minutes and procrastinate for 30.
Well, no, it's if you put in your mindset that, oh, I can do this in 2 minutes, right? Then... It only takes 2 minutes, right? And you just do it, then you can keep doing the task. Like, you can keep going. Eventually, you can build yourself, like, I'm gonna study 2 minutes before I eat dinner, right?
Right.
And you study 2 minutes, and it's right in front of you. You're focused on the task. And eventually, you can condition yourself to do, like, 30 minutes of, you know, studying before, you know, dinner. Stuff like that. Yeah. Do you think that would apply to the chores?
I think that'd help. Yeah, but you know, spending 2 minutes on something isn't really all that long. But
well, that's the point of it.
I guess if it helps you get started,
exactly,
you know, that's great.
Well, what music do you like to listen to, or do you listen to anything while chores? Maybe this podcast, for example.
I listen to a lot of just chillax music. Not a lot of words, but a good beat. Good beat.
Okay. We're almost to the orchestra hallway after passing through our school's cafeteria. Any final words for our listeners?
I don't get why pants are full price, but shorts aren't half price. It does, because they're like half of pants. It doesn't make sense.
That's a really good point. Well, thank you, Noah, be on the show. And goodbye, listeners. Thank you for, this is Sun signing off on Sun & Company.